This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We're about to get on the phone Teresa Cashew, who's the relatively new CEO of Mardi Gras in Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, great to hear your voice. We're so excited about this.
Look, we're pretty excited. It's hotting up down here at headquarters at Mardi Gras, that's for sure.
I could imagine. Hey, what does it feel like to be sort of at the helm of this amazing beast?
It's this extraordinary ship. I call it my Fitzcarraldo.
Wow.
But it's such an amazing job, you know, this one, because, you know, not only do I have a fantastic team, but I've got 1,200 volunteers that work on Mardi Gras every year.
1,200 volunteers.
That's amazing.
I know, and they are all extraordinary people that dedicate their time. I'm just so in awe of them.
Wow, I can't get over that. I knew it was a lot, but I didn't think it was 1,200. There you go.
Yeah, not many people do know that it is that many. I mean, and when you think of Mardi Gras, you know, a lot of people think of the parade, but, you know, Mardi Gras, it has 80 umbrella events. Mm. And, you know, we think about the parade, we think about the party, but it's also a cultural festival and, you know, it caters to everyone. There's sports events. So it is an extraordinary festival in itself because it's a community-oriented festival as well.
Absolutely. So just give us a feeling. During the year, the Mardi Gras offices are pretty quiet. There's a couple of staff lingering about doing their jobs, but I imagine the closer you get to the start of the festival, the more and more people start, you know, coming into the office space. Just describe the feeling the closer, you know, as you anticipate and get closer to the date of the first, you know, fair day. You know, what is it like?
See, I'm laughing because everyone has that slightly hysterical laugh in the office when they're kind of 2 weeks, 2 weeks out of festival. Look, we have two offices down there in Oxford Street, which is our hub, and we have about 8 sort of full-time staff over the year.
Okay, fantastic. So is it... What's it like?
Hang on, I'm just about to lose you. Hang on.
Yes,
a sec.
We've also only lost you. So we'll just wait till you're back with us. Just let us know if you're there, Therese.
Just 2 seconds. My Labrador out of the way.
Do you know, I once did a live radio on 2SER in Sydney and I had a couple of rescue dogs that I was looking after and they started a massive brawl while I was live on air and had to run into another room and hide in the cupboard so you couldn't hear them having a big fight. They were puppies. They were fine. But it was like classic live radio situation.
Well, this one's just lying on my foot.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. Look, I had to do an outdoor broadcast last Sunday as part of Pride March. And I found it incredibly distracting. It was just so noisy. There was so much stuff happening visually. People were spraying sprinkles and sparkles.
Oh, that's fun.
I actually found it very difficult to engage in a conversation in any coherent way. I think I sounded like a lunatic at times.
I heard you. You sounded fantastic.
No, okay. Especially when we had the Premier and the Minister for Equality on the phone. It was, and the Police Commissioner. Yeah, I know. So tell us, what are you looking forward to? What's the highlight that you are looking forward to?
Look, I think this year, apart from, you know, our wonderful parade and party and pool party, which, you know, are fantastic every year, Greg Clark and I, my new artistic director, you know, really looking at what Mardi Gras is and how we partner with other organisations and how we partner with our community. So I think, you know, our three new partnerships with the Comedy Festival, our first international comedy festival, down there with the Art Gallery of New South Wales, also a fantastic partnership there with AdMan, their Andy Warhol exhibition. And something I'm really looking forward to is our partnership with 107 Redfern Street, with Moogahlin Performing Arts. This is our Indigenous hub for Mardi Gras. It's a place to kind of hang out if you're in town. It's also focusing on our First Nations visitors. You can go down there and, you know, have a meal and have a chat. There's an exhibition down there too, which is just extraordinary. And it's tracked black participation in Mardi Gras Parade for 39 years. Now, who would have known that someone had been documenting that? It's just extraordinary.
Wow. That sounds amazing. Hey, will you have an Aboriginal smoking ceremony at the beginning of the festival?
We certainly will. Yeah. Look, it's we've been working with the First Nations group, and also our seniors, what we call them, the 78ers. They were the ones on the tarmac in 1978, and there's about 100 of them that march in the parade. So the 78ers and the First Nations will march off our parade, and there's a smoking ceremony this time this year all the way up the tarmac.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's what we had at Pride March
last
week.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, we're building a sort of Olympic cauldron.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, look, we had that last week and it just worked so well.
It's always, you know, having the Dykes on Bikes start any Pride parade in Australia is always a really, like, thrilling moment because of the roar of the engines. But when you do see, when you're at parade in Mardi Gras and you see the 78ers and the First Nations floats start that parade, there's something really moving about those first two floats kicking off such an iconic cultural event. Now, Therese, I wanted to ask you, probably haven't had a chance to think about it yet. You just want to get through this this festival this year. But next year marks the 40-year anniversary of Mardi Gras. Is there anything that you're doing this year in this year's festival to start amping up to, you know, what's obviously going to be a huge year for Mardi Gras?
Yes, it's going to be huge. We're a little bit excited about that too. So this year, every year we have a theme. This year is creating equality, and, you know, marriage equality is in there, but it's creating equality for everyone in its full, you know, gamut, looking at equality. And next year we're looking at a theme of bringing them home. And the two go really beautifully together. So it's looking across Australia and everyone that's been involved in Mardi Gras for the last 40 years and bringing them home and having them a part of that great celebration for the 40th.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I've heard, I'm not sure if the 78ers have floated with you, pun intended, but of course there was Mardi Gras was kicked off by a group of people, just gays and lesbians, just sort of trying to walk down Oxford Street, and there was a massive police brawl, and they faced a lot of violence. But I've heard some of the 78ers next year want to actually sort of reenact that moment, but in a comical way. Some of them will be wanting to wear cardboard police cars and chase around other 78ers. Have they run this idea past? You, I guess it's great that they can maybe laugh at it now, but is that something you might entertain?
They've had some great ideas. They are a fantastic group. They're just so great to work with. Look, I'm not sure where they'll go with that idea or where we take it. I mean, they might even create the film, the 78ers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're not sure. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Not sure where that will go yet. Looking at next year as well, looking at, you know, what is our regional reach, of course. So we're looking at doing a regional tour of an archival museum, which is sort of, you know, not just our visuals, but also a tactile. Some of our old costumes will sort of tour, and it'll tour with a queer thinking program, so like a bit of a TEDx. And we're also looking at setting up some sister cities as well, which will be, you know, terrific to do.
Fantastic.
Now, I always say Mardi Gras is like gay mecca. Like, if you, it's within your means, you have to do it once in a lifetime, because it's absolutely an amazing, essential experience for this community. We do have an opportunity for people to head up to Mardi Gras. We're calling it the Joy of Summer Celebration. And on now until Friday, February 17, you can win a trip for two to the Sydney Mardi Gras Parade, including flights, accommodation and car hire, and then VIP entry to the Joy broadcast. All you need to do is donate $5 at joy.org.au to enter. So you can enter multiple times. If it's within your means, donate multiple times. You can donate $10, $20, $30, and that gets you multiple entries. So if you want to go to Mardi Gras, joy.org.au, give us $5 and you'll be in the draw.
Therese, we're going to be broadcasting live from Sydney during Mardi Gras Parade weekend.
Fantastic, yes.
Our studio has traditionally come up. We hire a temporary space and off we go. And this year we're partnering with SBS. Would you care to join us again for another conversation on the Saturday?
I'd be delighted.
Fantastic. We'll set that up.
I'll have to come up in the golf buggy up the tarmac to find you.
Fantastic.
I'm not sure how we'll do that, but if it's all too difficult, we can do it over the phone again, but it'd be lovely to have you back on board.
That'd be fun.
Will you get to have a bedazzled golf buggy? Because I feel that would be the most appropriate way to get up the tarmac on parade night.
Absolutely. We've got a creative team on the golf buggy this year.
Oh, fantastic. I'd love that job. Creative team, golf buggy group.
Therese, thank you very much. Happy Mardi Gras as we're getting towards the end of our Midsummer Festival. Have a great day.
Yeah, look, great speaking to you, and I look forward to seeing you there on the day.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.